Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the greatest show on earth.
Earth, yeah, Sunday.
Sunday. I figured let me just go a little bit over the top this week, Jimmy, because this might be actually our last show.
Maybe.
So I'd like to welcome everybody in.
Yeah. Are you doing an impression of Robin Williams in the beginning? I never noticed that. Is that like "Good Morning Vietnam"? Is that what that is?
No, it's actually that is from. There's a local, two local knuckleheads that did sports show. They used to. They were like a really hardcore like team. And he was Mike and the Mad Dog. And the Mad Dog, every time he came on, that's how he signed on to the show. And he was that's how he would sign on. And it was like sort of his thing. And I don't know why I sort of gravitated towards it, but I just did. That's pretty much it. But let's introduce ourselves so people don't, someone just popped in and listened to me. Who the hell are these guys? So welcome to, with all due respect, the greatest show on earth. My name is Rick Wright, and I am joined mostly every week by my co-host on the West Coast, Jim Ellis. Jimmy, how are you?
Good. Over here on the left coast. Very good. Thanks for asking. So are you under the weather at all, or no?
Actually, you know what's funny? Let me... I meditated and fell asleep for a little bit. So I just woke up probably about 7 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's a good meditation. Those are the best. And then also, you had a birthday, Tuesday. How was that major event?
It was good. You know, so birthdays are, for me, I think I went over this, you know, probably on the show a couple points. It's just, you know, it's my birthday. It is what it is. This year was pretty cool because I was open to my mantra for the day in the morning was be open to the love, right? Because I get a lot of messages from folks on Facebook and my phone, you know, I get texts, I get calls, family, friends, and, you know, and it was sometimes I get a little uncomfortable with all that attention sometimes. Not sure why. Not sure. There's a cold or a warm couch waiting for me to explain that. But I don't know why. But anyway, so this year I said I would let in the love, and I did, and it was great. You know, a lot of my day is liking, you know, people's, you know, birthday wishes and replying to texts and stuff like that. So it's not a productive day that way, but I'm grateful for it. I'm thankful for it. I loved it, and it was awesome, and I was glad when Wednesday came.
I was mentioning to my wife and I, Jennifer, we like to leave messages for our friends on birthdays. It's like a little, you know, duet thing we do, and man, trying to get onto your voicemail is impossible. It was, and I recollect, it reminded me of when I was a little kid. They used to, in grammar school, give us a little piece of paper around Christmas, the holidays, and they say, "All right, call this phone number, and you can talk to Santa." And like, so we would dial that number, and it would be busy. Remember busy signals in the old days of beep, beep,
yeah,
beep. It was busy signals over and over again. You could never get hold of Santa. And then on Tuesday, my wife and I were dialing your number over and over, and I was just, this voicemail is full. I'm like, come on. I guess that's a good sign, huh? A lot of love coming your way. Santa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
So it was good. Thank you for asking. And, so another year behind me. And again, grateful for that. So,
sweet.
So what's good in your world, man?
What's great in my world is, let's see, I got a project. A gentleman who has an incredible story wants to write his book, and he's overwhelmed, and he comes to me because that's one of my services. Is, hey, you know, I'm Mr. Organized, Mr. Structure, Mr. Make It No Problem to write a book, because I love doing that. I love organizing thoughts and, you know, into chapters, sub-chapters, and I make it super simple. And, like, he's raring to go, and it just feels so good to have somebody raring to go, ready to start a project, and me being a part of it, you know. Just give me some work, and I'll roll, you know. So I'm happy about that, finishing a screenplay. I don't know. Things are rolling pretty good right now. I'm doing a healing session on Sunday. So it's the Sunday before Thanksgiving, which is perfect time. You know, you talked about being on a couch, you know, trying to explain things. There's a lot of things that happen to us in our subconscious mind that we can't get to because of our conscious mind is in charge, or we're asleep, unconscious, or our conscious mind. So doing this healing work right before Thanksgiving, because a lot of family stuff comes up, you know, family stuff from the past, anything unresolved that we can't even remember is, like, stored deep in our subconscious. So I'm doing a healing session right before Thanksgiving. A lot of times, you know, around the holidays, things are triggered from the past. And it just feels really good. It's already booked. It's already filled. The space is filled. So,
wow, that's awesome. Good for you, man. Congratulations.
Thanks. I call it a little slice of – get to co-create a little slice of heaven, you know, unconditional love for some time, you know. I mean, we can do it any time, you know, create that space, but – somehow when you get, you know, 20 people together with the same intention, which is sacred, oh, man, it's such a high space. So things are good,
cool,
man. And now
awesome,
we get to figure out this whole with all due respect thing, which do you know when we started this show?
You know, I don't have the facts near me. Before we go further,
okay,
are you in the usual spot? At home?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I can make out every word, but it's a little, like, I get a little bit, like, it almost sounds like filter came out, like when singers and stuff, remember when Cher had that song? you know, and it, do you believe in love? You know, and it gives you that little, like, effect on her voice.
Okay.
So, I don't hear it now, but I can hear it. I can hear it.
Mm. All right. If I speak up, is that helpful at all, or is that still the same?
No. You know, I can hear you.
Okay. These technical things.
So, yeah. 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 So, and then you're on our studio, which we're all good with on the air and stuff, right? It's showing on and it's my mother's like, what are you doing, Rick? You know, what's going on? I said, oh, I got my radio show. I told her it might be my last one. She's like, oh, you know, it was a commitment, and just, you know, whatever you decide, you know, like mom, you know, mom being mom. It brought to mind the episode I did with my mother.
Right.
You know, because I remember, I think it was one of the first times that I think you had something come up. So I was able to get my mom to join, and it was cool. You know, so it was one of those things. So, yeah, man. So what do you think?
Well, I just want to let everyone know when we started, because it kind of puts it into perspective, that the first show was the same day as Bruce Springsteen's birthday. I remember September 23rd, 19. It was 2016. So we've been going over a year and 2 months. We've been doing this 59 shows. This is our 59th show, believe it or not. And it's gone by super fast. And I just wanted to mention some of the shows we've done, if that's cool. I just wrote a couple of them down because they popped into my mind as some of my favorites. And one of them was Rick with his ma, you know, that was one of the shows that was so cool that you had your mom on, or your mother on, and it was fun listening to both of you. She's such a hoot. Yeah, so that was up
she
there.
Was.
Yeah. What
else?
The Valentine's one was cool.
That was my number one. That I want to say that to the end, to the last one. So another one, the bald show where you shaved your head like
yep.
the week before, and then you talked about that was like a lot of people listened into that show. That was like a well attended show. A lot of either bald or wannabe bald people listened into
yeah.
that one. We had a man who celebrated his 1 year anniversary of. Not 1 year. What am I saying? It was his anniversary of being clean and sober. I can't remember how many. Do you remember how many years it was for him?
No.
Yeah, it was like it was his anniversary was on that day, so that was pretty cool. And then we had the inauguration day and time was happening at the exact same time as our show. So we
yep.
it was like a play-by-play watching Trump walking the streets of. D.C. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
We had Wendy Prestera and another gentleman. I can't remember who it was, sadly. Do you remember Wendy Prestera was on? We were talking about locker room talk and if that's cool or not, and how men take it, how women take locker room talk.
Yeah, man. You know what? That's funny. I don't. We had a guy's perspective too.
Right.
Yeah.
I look it up, but. But that was cool because, you know, and then Wendy's like, oh, yeah, no, women have their own locker room kind of talk. Oh, really? And then
yeah.
two more. I won't go on and on. Two more. One
oh,
of them good. Was the Urban Dictionary Roulette. That was you made up
one.
That game where you would just, like,
yeah.
pick a word and say, what does it mean? And the number one show for me was the Valentine show. And I said, let's do it. Here I'm all Mr. Romantic, dude. You know, like, oh, let's think of romantic things that men can do for their ladies, for their girlfriends and wives, you know, and let's talk about what men can do. And somehow it swiftly, I think because, you know, Rick was leading the way, it swiftly degraded into this talk about the most insane sexual positions that someone could look up online. If they
yeah.
have if they can get past the parental control on their web, you know, internet. So
yeah.
that pops in. So you're, yeah. That was a hilarious
yeah.
show, I thought. I've downloaded
that show,
all of them. Go ahead.
Yeah. That show ended up being the catalyst for the Urban Dictionary show.
Oh, okay.
Because we started talking about Donkey Punch and some other stuff, and it was like, you know, that's where it's like, ah, let's do, you know, let's do a show on the Urban Dictionary stuff, and that's how that happened.
Yeah, it was the one show where I was actually laughing, that kind of laugh where you're laughing out loud, and you know, like, oh, can I stop? Will I stop? So, I think, you know, that would be a good show to share with, I'm trying to think, like, you know, moving forward, if we could get this thing into a broader audience, you know, it's like, hey, listen to that. That's a pretty good show. Though,
yeah.
I don't know, the landscape nowadays, politically or I guess in the media, it's getting less and less funny. anything that gets close to, like, sexual talk could even be considered harassment these days, it appears. But anyway.
Yeah. And people, for some, you know, listen, I agree with you on that. And, like, that show right now with the news cycle and what, you know, how there's a witch hunt for, you know, anybody who's been appropriate to anybody, you know, probably wouldn't, you know, listen, if we were super duper popular and had over 1 million listeners, we'd probably be getting our asses chewed out right now or someone would try to be ruining our careers. but we're not. So the deal is that we're gonna do our best, and you know, like I said, what about? So let me ask you this: so what do you want to do?
What I want to do? One of the things I want to do is I want to see if we can get some bigger guests. You know, some guests that are maybe more well known, and have them on with a real conversation, more informal. you know, maybe guests that are like, want some, yeah, let's have a nice informal talk about what's really going on from a man's perspective. That's one thought I had. So just so the audience knows, we're at 59, and our commitment was up until now, and we have a choice to continue on with the same format, like every Friday, though we're definitely taking next Friday off. It's right after Thanksgiving. And then, you know, I guess the choices are starting up in December, starting up January 2018 with a new URL, or, you know, archiving all this and riding off into the sunset. So, but that was one of my thoughts, having taking some time off, but then also working behind the scenes to see if we can get some bigger guests on. So what about you? What has your thought process been during your meditation or your nap?
Yeah, well, I'm enjoying the journey. You know, it's funny because I remember the first show, I was nervous as hell. I was like, you know, I was extremely nervous, you know, and I don't usually get nervous with stuff like this, but it was great. It felt good. Like I felt, you know, like what you say, like you feel alive. So I was nervous, and, you know, even though, you know, we're not making, you know, we're not monetizing this, I believe that for me it's been really supportive in my public speaking, also with me, you know, down the road maybe doing some videos, YouTube channel. A guy wants me to support his YouTube channel with some of my business, you know, balance and mindset and stuff like that. So this has definitely been great to be able to talk, you know, have a co-host bounce, you know, be able to go back and forth. You know, just reaffirm that, you know, this is something that I feel that we, you and I can do. I like the idea of having bigger guests, maybe a little bit more edgy, maybe having more guests on for different things. Like, I don't know, maybe have a woman call in and have let men ask her questions, you know, any, you know, wide open, you know, whatever forum, you know, reaching out to some folks that we might know that have, you know, a bigger public profile. So, yeah, so I would be definitely open to, you know, to recommitting and doing another, you know, another year with our new URL and seeing where it goes.
Nice.
So that's where I'm at.
Cool. I was also thinking that, you know, we could have different kind of guests that have different viewpoints. And even though you're way on the East Coast and I'm on the left coast, it seems like we have very similar viewpoints, you know. And something that gives interest and intrigue and engagement is if there's two different viewpoints, right? And I think we had one man on who was there was a conversation we had with one man, and he was a Hillary supporter, and that got kind of edgy. But let's not be afraid of edgy. And I think to get edgy, I think we need other types of viewpoints from other types of people, because we're kind of similar. Although you are a Giants fan, I'm a Dolphin fan, you know, it's not enough.
So we can do it. I'm open to it. So you want to, here's what I say too. This is what I would suggest, just so we can take a little bit of applause. I would say, and this would be anything during the holidays, like with my work, my business, you know, our men's organization, and with this, like, I actually appreciate that time where I don't have to do something at a certain time. So I'm open to having, you know, shutting it down today and, you know, doing our first show or our next show on the first Friday of 2018. What are your thoughts on that?
Yep, that sounds good to me. And we could, you know, we could be visioning during that time on our own, like, well, what could it be? And even talking to different people, not as a task, but as, you know, if we're talking to different people, we could have ideas of guests. So the first Friday in January is the 5th, January 5th. That sounds good. And then we have a whole new URL. And then the big thing is that everyone, all of our listeners, I'm talking about Chris and Saw Singh, both of them, would be missing us. And, you know, it's very important to have that missing, you know, so that hunger for it to come back. And everyone else who listens to, of course.
Yeah,
but
we'll build it up.
Yeah.
We're like, we have to, you know, after this, we got to put, we're coming back. We will be back. And you can even put out, you know, you can even put out what it is. You know, what is it? The son of, with all due respect?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's
maybe
the son of, with all due respect. And I just opened, let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you make that big announcement so it's really clear for everybody?
Yeah, so everybody in Radio Land, the next phase of our radio show will be Son of, with all due respect. And we will be renaming our Facebook page, and we'll be posting any kind of call-in information as we get it. And it's just, I'm excited that we're able to, listen, we'll be able to get a whole nother year in and see where it goes. And like you said, let's challenge ourselves. Let's get some more, you know, some edgier guests. Let's maybe let's find something we don't agree on. I don't know. At 59 shows, we sort of been on point with, but maybe we find someone who can give us a counterpoint. Maybe we find someone who's a lot of radio shows will have that one counterpoint person that calls in on a regular basis. So maybe we could find that person.
Right.
So that would be cool. And like I said, we can do some edgier stuff. I'd like to explore some human sexuality stuff. You know, it could be more controversial. You know, not controversial like with the, like we've done the political thing, and you know, we've covered the sport thing. So maybe we like make it more of an interesting thing for the dynamic between men and women, relationship stuff, human sexuality. You know, having someone who maybe doesn't agree with us on a lot of fronts, you know, maybe promote more of the stuff we're doing offline and challenge ourselves to create some more stuff offline as like sort of a cross-pollination. And
That brings up to mind the idea of like challenging, I don't know if you just said this exactly, but challenging each other to be able to do something over the week or maybe over the month, and then, you know, inviting others to make a commitment to make a change, or, you know, up-level their life in some way, and have them call back. I don't know. There's a lot of creative ideas that are out there, which is what we do as men in our men's circle, you know. It could be like a men's circle open to the world, and if they want to play at a higher level, which I think you do. I mean, I'm pretty sure you do, and I know I do. We want to always, like, improve and, you know, get better and better. So we can invite others to do the same. And it's always, you know, I could always click a button to make it explicit so we can talk about anything. Well, I think anything. Anything but maybe threats of violence. I think that's the only thing that's illegal. Maybe we should look that up. What is illegal?
Well, it's probably the standard stuff. You know, no underage, you know, stuff. Drug talk or people hurting themselves. I think that's what Facebook, how they have it, you know, with their explicit, we'll follow the Facebook format.
No problem. But I do like I will always be a fan of the free expression, you know, and being okay to be a man. Believing that, you know, there is a difference, men and women, and it's okay to gather in our own genders. It doesn't hurt anybody. It actually, I believe, helps to get that reflection of your own gender. It makes it better to reunite with the other. We'll walk that line of... I don't know. I think it's going to be more and more popular because I think less and less spaces are free to express themselves, you know? It seems that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not running. You're not running for president, are you? Or do you have a plan for that?
Dude, you can't pay me enough to run for president. I'm telling you.
Okay. So we're safe on that front.
Yep, we're safe on that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be president. I'd rather know what I'd like this to be. I'd love this to be like what Joe Rogan has. He's got a nice little following. You know, he's got some, you know, he's created a studio. He's got some graphics. You know, he's making money doing it. I'm okay with saying that. But he's also spreading his word and his wisdom. And I think that the stuff that you've been, you and I've been involved in, I think we have, you know, we have something to say, and it would be great for more people to be able to hear it, you know?
Yeah. And then he has big time guests, I believe. I mean, I've been following him on YouTube. So, yeah, maybe we'll end up by the end of the year have our own studios, which is, it's not that hard anymore, is it? I mean, with the technology these days. We tried to figure out Facebook Live.
Yeah, we tried it. Like, I don't know why, but maybe what we'll do is we'll dedicate a show just getting on live. Maybe you set up a little space in your house where you want to make like sort of a studio. I'll do the same. And, you know, we could see maybe we can, when we do the show, maybe we're talking and seeing each other and also letting everybody else see us. I know that would definitely boost, you know, ratings and viewership and listenership and all the other good stuff.
I wonder if that means I'm going to have to, shower on Fridays. Duh. Oh, God dang it. Speaking of explicit, there's a special button you can push on Blog Talk Radio that does count the F-bombs. So how many F-bombs did you, Rick Wright, have over 14 months of radio show? How many F-bombs?
It counts them?
No, I'm totally kidding. But just for fun, how many do you think? How many would you say?
I don't know. Not a lot. Like, I don't say it just to say it. I don't even think I said it this show yet. You know? I could be like, I didn't say it yet. I didn't say it yet. What the fuck?
Oh, it just counted. Did another tick.
This would be great. Like it'd be a sports, like, how many consecutive shows that I say fuck it. Rick coming up to the mic. Yep, he's got 58 consecutive shows where he said the word fuck. Let's see what happens today. And you know what? If you didn't mention it, it's 4:27. I might have got away with not saying the word fuck. But now look. Fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. I just,
now that's like,
you know,
7, 8, 9. Oh, my God. Yeah,
yeah.
You just passed 100. Nice. So there, you made it. Good job.
I come out of the dugout, do a standing, get the standing out, wave my hat to the crowd.
Good job. So any other,
cool.
We got like two minutes left of With All Due Respect. A tear coming out of my one good eye. What do you, any other thing you want to share about the past or the future or the present?
So we're within time, I just want to thank all the listeners that have listened to our first phase of what we're doing With All Due Respect. I appreciate you bringing this to me over a year ago, because if you didn't, we wouldn't be doing it. So I just want to thank you again for thinking of me, and just thanks for all the time and effort that you put into the show. You know, it's just so everybody knows, Jim does all the legwork as far as the writing on Facebook and getting the word out to everybody, and I really truly appreciate that. You know, you're an ultimate wordsmith, and I love that you you just take it and run with it, and I do appreciate that. So I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome. And can't imagine doing this show with anyone else. Like, I remember when I first had the idea, I don't know where it came from, but it's like, it's got to be Rick, you know? The brother from another mother over there on the coast. And I always felt connected to you. I mean, we've only been in person, I don't know, maybe two or three times. Being on the same international core team for a couple of years, I just knew you were a man of integrity and honor, and you couldn't stand it if something was out of whack. So it just felt great to connect that way. And then it's so natural, like 30 minutes every week. Think about that. Think about asking another man, hey, can we talk for 30 minutes every week for a year? Like, get away. No, it's not going to happen.
And not only do we do it.
Really fast.
Yeah, it's fast, man. It's like it's already almost the end of the show again.
So, so thank you, Rick, for being a great co-host and cohort on this journey, and thank all of our listeners. This will be an archive for centuries, and so it'll always be out. With All Due Respect on Facebook, check us out, and then we'll be telling you where to go next year. So awesome. All right. Thank you,
Excellent.
Rick. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Happy holidays, everybody, and see you next year.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.